Welcome back in. Baronado Center High School football preview show. A Friday night in KMA land. Week 8 is here. Small class 11 player chatter is here. Let's take a look at some of these matchups. We'll tell you all about the potential playoff implications as we move along as well. And we start out with the scoreboard. In Class A District 6, North Mahaska at BGM. Also Earlham at Linville Sully and Colfax Mingos at Madrid. Everything pretty much set there. The champion is Linville Sully. Madrid is the runner-up. BGM clinches third with a win or Earlham loss. While Earlham can get the 3 seed if they upset Linville Sully and BGM loses. In A District 7 tonight, Riverside at ACGC on our KMA Extreme. The district championship on the line. Trevor Mader, Brian Bertini there tonight at Guthrie Center. The head coaches on each side talked with KMA. Let's start with the visitor, Riverside, Daryl Frain.
They do what they do. They run dive with the big fullback. The Crawford kid at wingback will run the ball. Him, probably one of the fastest kids we'll see all year. We just got to find ways to get him behind the chains. If we can win first down and get him behind the chains, we have a chance. And nobody's really done that to him the whole season. So big task for us, but we're going to see what we can do.
On the other side, Cody Mathewson, head coach for ACGC, talking with KMA about Riverside.
I think it's a pretty simple game plan when you put it in place. Stop number 8, and when you do that, they give to somebody else, stop him. I mean, that's pretty much what their MO is, and they'll throw it every now and then. They'll stay disciplined. So that's been their bell cow. And Coach Frain will tell you the same thing. That's his phrase he likes to use about Jackson Gordon, rightfully so. He's got over 200 carries and 1,800 yards. And the next guy after that, I think, has 60 carries. So I think it's pretty simple to how you want to do it, but that's a lot easier said than done, right? If everybody wanted to do it, everybody would have stopped them. They wouldn't be 6-1.
Coach Frain on what it will take for his team to get a victory over ACGC this week.
Like I said, we got to find a way to stop the dive first. They're physical up front, and we, you know, when you look at our size, we got one good physical defensive lineman. The other two will be a little overmatched on Friday. So we'll have to figure out ways to be creative and create opportunities for those guys. So it's going to be interesting, but we're going to show up and give it a shot.
Yeah. Looking forward to watching that one tonight. Trevor Mader, Brian Bertini at our KMA Extreme page, KMALand.com, district championship on the line. Also in Class A7, AHSTW's at Central Decatur, and then you've got Southwest Valley at Mount Air. A little bit of an interesting matchup here, and there's some things that could happen. Let's go ahead and take a look at both sides of it, starting with Southwest Valley head coach Keegan Longabaugh.
This has been a team that Southwest Valley here, we've played for quite a few years, and even dating back to, you know, our Corning days, it was always a team that we would match up against as well. So it just is a year in and year out. Mount Air is a squad that really doesn't go in waves, is what we kind of say. You know, it seems like teams and Southwest Iowa, you know, not even just Southwest Iowa, smaller schools, they go in waves of, you know, you have some really, you know, great classes, and then you have a couple of years to kind of bounce back and rebuild. But Mount Air never seems to be like that. They're just one of those squads that year in and year out, they're always a really solid program. So they do a lot of great things down that way. And they've shown that they like to play some power football, but they also have very good athletes in space like Jackson Ruggles and Dyson Thompson, who really are, you know, speedsters on the outside, and they're really threatening with their legs and their arms.
Mount Air head coach Ryan Victor on the other side taking a look at the Timberwolves.
So they're going to make you guard 11, right? They're going to spread you apart a little bit and make you guard the quarterback run. And they've played two quarterbacks throughout the last few games. And, you know, they're going to put the ball in the air, but they're also going to line up in wing tee and hit you with some fullback stuff and some sweep things. And so, you know, we're going to have to defend multiple formations, and they've shown the ability to put the ball in the air and make some big plays. And so our DBs are going to have to be ready as well. And defensively, they've showed a couple things, but they've definitely shown that they're aggressive, and it's Southwest Valley. So they're going to be physical. And again, it's a POI matchup. And so, you know, and it's our senior night. So there's a lot of things. And like you said, not only is it a district implications, game, it's just it's a good rivalry for the POI, and we see these guys in everything, and so we know that they're going to come ready to play some football, and so we've got to be ready to play as well.
Southwest Valley, Mount Air tonight, taking a look at the scenarios here. We already mentioned ACGC Riverside, that's for 1-2. Mount Air clinches the 3 seed with a win. AHSTW has a head-to-head win over Southwest Valley. Southwest Valley's only path to the playoffs is an upset of Mount Air, and AHSTW losing to Central Decatur. That would then prompt a points tiebreaker that would likely allow them to leapfrog AHSTW, as long as the total margin of those two games is at least 6 points, all right? You got that all square and clear as mud there. Southwest Valley at Mount Air. Brett Ruggles providing reports from that. In A District 8 tonight, Woodbury Central's at St. Albert. We'll have Joe Narmi there for some reports throughout. And Donnie Woods talking with Tom.
I'm going to take away penalties and turnovers because those are things coaches like to say are important in every game, and they are. They're very important. But without those two, what do you see as keys for you having a win on Friday night?
Being able to run the ball effectively and tackle. Those two things, I think. One, keep the clock moving, keep the chains alive. And two, if we tackle extremely well, I know that they'll have to sustain some drives, which not like they have struggled doing, but ultimately gives us another chance to create a negative play or create a turnover. And so if we can run the football and tackle extremely well, that gives ourselves a shot.
Once again, being simplistic, this game of football is simple. It comes down to blocking and tackling.
That's right. That's right. And honestly, when we've struggled, we haven't done those things correctly. And so it's always a great lesson for us to go back to the fundamentals, especially after a loss, to kind of reset the program and say, hey, these last 2 weeks, all we've done early on, started the practice, the point of emphasis is tackle. Tackle, tackle, tackle. And we have tackle stations. And so it's been a huge point of emphasis, and you've seen us getting better over the last couple of weeks doing it. So we'll continue that path. But yeah, football's ultimately it's just the small things, the things that are hard. If you do the hard things well, you're in good shape.
Also tonight, Akron Westfields at Logan Magnolia. Landon Leaders is on hand in Logan this evening. We also have Matt Strait talking about a big matchup for his team.
Really physical. I've seen them throughout the year a little bit with some different games that I've watched, just scouting other people, and I've done a little bit of scouting on them this weekend already. They got a couple athletes that run the ball pretty well, but I think the big takeaway is they are physical players. I don't think every game they played, even though they've lost a couple here, nobody wins that part of the game for them. And so that's a little challenging for us because we're not very big up front. And I think we're going to have to figure out some scheme things to figure that out. We probably have to get some big plays. We haven't been able to run the ball consistently all year long, other than maybe one or two games. And so finding ways to get Crosby Yoder and Carson Eddy in the open field is going to be pretty important for us.
Once again, Akron Westfield at Logan Magnolia plus IKM Mannings at West Monona. In this district, a lot is on the line here. Woodbury Central St. Albert game decides the district champ and the runner-up. IKM Mannings already the 3 seed. And then the Loma Akron Westfield game is a win and in treat in Logan. That's in Class A, District 8. Looking forward to it. Let's move on to Class 1A, District 7, where Ogden is at Interstate 35 this evening. Also in 1A, District 7, we've got Pleasantville at Panorama, and West Marshall is at West Central Valley. Okay, so let's take a look at 1A, District 7, kind of the scenarios there. The four playoff teams are set. Top three are all beat up on each other, with West Marshall routing I-35, I-35 beating Pleasantville, and Pleasantville beating West Marshall. The point situation, if all three finish 3-1, West Marshall is a plus 37 right now. Pleasantville a plus 36, and I-35 a plus 29. So West Marshall is the champ if they all win by 17 or more. If they don't, Pleasantville needs to win by one more than West Marshall. I-35 will need a comfortable win over Ogden, and for West Central Valley and Panorama to hang around against West Marshall and Pleasantville, the winner of Ogden I-35 is the 3 seed, while the loser is the 4. All right, you got that? Pretty big matchup there with Ogden and I-35. This week. Also tonight, we already mentioned 1A District 8, 2A2 Okoboji's at Kemper Catholic. Big matchup there for Kemper Catholic and for Okoboji. District championship on the line there. We've got Ken Ponslow in Carroll, and we talked with Ryan Steinkamp, the head coach for Kemper.
They're a real tough team. They're very talented. They obviously have some tough kids. They won some close games against some really good teams too. So that just means they have that never give up mentality, and it should be a lot of fun. You know, they've done a lot of good things this year. They have a really good defense, really balanced offense. So we'll definitely have to work our tails off for a Friday night.
Steinkamp with some thoughts on what it'll take for his team to get the win.
It comes down to the basics. A lot of it'll be getting off blocks and tackling. We'll keep emphasizing those things this week too, and really hammer that into the kids. For offense, we always talk about, don't be afraid of, playing the long game of, 3, 4, 5 yards, keeping the chains moving. That's kind of what sets up those big plays is, you keep the sticks moving. Take what's there too, and then, we said we trust our kids, and then the big plays kind of happen on their own then.
Also in that district tonight, Spirit Lake is at Esterville Lincoln Central. Southeast Valley is at OABCIG. The Kemper Okoboji winners the champ. The loser is second. OABCIG clinches the three with a win over Southeast Valley, while Southeast Valley can get in the playoffs with a win over OABCIG. And a Spirit Lake loss to Esterville Lincoln Central. Wins by Southeast Valley and Spirit Lake would create a three-way tie. OABCIG, Spirit Lake, and Southeast Valley. And the numbers favor OABCIG, so Southeast Valley would need to beat OABCIG by 12 or more to get in. Again, big shout out to Trevor Mader for figuring all this out heading into the final week of the regular season for small class 11 player. And with that, we are going to take a break and get you set for large class 11 players. Still lots to be, lots to play for, and lots of great games tonight, like Harlan at Atlantic, LC at ADM, AL at Sioux City East. Our previews all are coming up.